Welcome to our inaugural podcast for Generations in Family Business, Past, Present, and Future. Our hosts for this podcast are myself, Tim Schuster, and I'm a manager in the Center for Family Business Excellence, and our other host is...
Hi, I'm Matt Kersner, and I'm the Senior Manager for the Center for Family Business Excellence.
So the goal of this podcast is to bring you the tools that we can help with the needs of the family business, and one of our major goals here of this of today's podcast is to discuss a major philosophy of the center, and that is our strategic roadmap, which we will delve into in more detail in future podcasts. But really, we take the approach that maps are important when driving, and they're also just as important when coming to the best strategy for the business. So Matt will discuss in high level our strategic roadmap. So Matt, let's discuss the first one, our mission. Yep. You know, why do we as a business exist? How often does a business think about this?
Great question, Tim. Mm-hmm. So the mission is really a statement, a brief description of the company's fundamental purpose, and it answers the question, why does the business exist? Mm-hmm. So it should be developed by the senior leadership team. It should be a living process, and it should be reviewed at every formal meeting, if it's once a month or quarterly with the senior leadership team, so everybody is understanding what the true mission is of the organization.
As deemed necessary.
Correct. Yeah.
Let's discuss the next one, core values. What do we believe in, and are you currently in line with your core values?
You know, the core values is what do we believe, right? Mm-hmm. And it's doing what is right for the company. It's developing a partnership both internally and externally with the customers. And some examples of core values is, you know, being a good steward, you know, having belief in the family, right? Integrity, customer service. It's the things that we believe in.
Absolutely.
So it's critical when you put those values together, it is going to really help the mindset of all the employees to say, this is how I should act.
Mm-hmm. Vision. What do we want to be? How do we get there?
So a vision statement is the organization's declaration of the midterm and long-term goals, right? Where do we want to be in a year? Where do we want to be in 3 years? Where do we want to be in 5 years? The whole purpose of a strategic roadmap is thinking of the future. So the vision statement is thinking big. It's the big picture. What do we want to be when we grow up?
Makes sense. I call them GNOs, but goals and objectives. You know, what do we want to accomplish?
Yeah. So an organization should really think about, like, what are the five major goals that they want to accomplish in the year. In order to get to those goals, you might have to do an exercise called the SWOT analysis. And this is really, what are the strengths of the organization? What are the weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that the organization faces? And when you go through that exercise, then using the SMART model, which stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time frame, the organization can put the goals together that they want to accomplish. So all employees, all departments, understand where the company wants to go.
Mm-hmm. Strategies and measures. What is our game plan?
Yeah, so what that is once the organization understands what the goals are, how do you measure them? There's a saying, what gets measured has results.
Absolutely.
So the organization should create a scorecard, a report card, you know, and it should be reviewed at least once a quarter with the senior leadership team. And based on the five goals, or the department goals that are built off of the five goals of the organization, how are we doing? What is the benchmark? What is the norm? Are we above? Are we on target? Or do we need to improve and speed up the process?
As a system of checks and measures.
Correct. So then there's three major buckets after you start creating these goals, and this is kind of what the business should be looking at. The first one is business development. What do you want to do to grow your business? Right? Your revenue.
Always the idea.
Exactly, right? Then the next one is operating efficiently. How do you do things better, faster, quality, but with less time and less money? And that's operating efficiency. And then the next one, which I consider is absolutely critical, is the people development. What are you doing to grow your people? This would be the succession planning. This would be looking at your high potential employees, and those employees that might need some improvement to help the organization move to where it needs to go.
Absolutely.
So those are like your three major categories that you should be looking at when you're cascading the ultimate goals of the organization. And then after you start thinking of those things, What do we need to do? So people need to be communicated to on what their specific goals are. So once we have goals for the company and we start cascading into those three major buckets, then we start talking about, okay, Tim, as an individual employee, what is his roles and responsibilities, and what are Tim's goals for the year that should be matching the organizational goals?
Absolutely, so we can correct it going forward if need be.
Correct. And then the last one is, how are you going to measure Tim for his individual goals on how they hit the organizational goals? So what performance feedback tool will you use, and how often do you visit that formally and informally so the employee is on track?
Makes sense to me. Initiatives and projects, what do we need to do?
Once the company has their five major goals, it's going to be very important that they get articulated and communicated to all employees. And this is developing major projects that revolve around the goals. It's developing a business case of why the projects are worth doing. And how do these projects fit into the major goals, like I stated, into the organization. And then it's putting in priority what goes first. What should the organization be concentrating on first? So once you have your goals, it's now fitting them into creating a project plan that will now make it come to fruition.
Mm-hmm. And the last step in our journey, individual actions. What I need to do and what will I be accountable for?
What's really important here is employees that work for an organization need to understand what's expected of them. And employees should work in collaboration with their managers to develop their individual goals. One or two of the goals should be on personal development, growing, right, being part of the business. And individuals should use the SMART model, specific, measurable, achievable, and relevant, and it should be linked to the company's initiatives and goals, right? So it's relevant to what it's doing. So it's important that the employees really think through with their managers about the goals that they're doing. If they have goals or the manager gives them a goal that's not relevant to the organizational goals, then there should be some type of pushback, respectful pushback, of why is this relevant to accomplish.
Thank you for listening to Generations in Family Business, Past, Present, and Future, as part of the EisenRamper podcast series. Visit EisenRamper.com for more information on this and a host of other topics. We look forward to having you listen in our next EisenRamper podcast.